and welcome to the Crystal and Stone Podcast,
where we discuss all things crystals and...
We're your hosts. I'm Dylan.
And I'm Jess.
Welcome back to Crystal and Stone, or Crystal and Podcast.
Podcast. We're starting well today.
Yes, we are. Season two, episode three. Crystals and
cards.
Cards. Yes.
I'm suddenly very self-conscious about the way that I pronounce cards and like the R.
Cards. Maybe. Today we're going to be talking about all the different types of cards that you can use kind of in collaboration with your crystals.
When Dylan and I were sort of going over kind of what we wanted to do for season two and sort of ongoing seasons, we thought it'd be kind of fun to do kind of like a crystals and like insert spiritual tool here. So for future, we might do like a crystals and pendulums or crystals and sigils or who knows. Put down your request down,
down below. Comment on the thing on the podcast.
But given that both Dylan and I have a strong affinity for cards, tarot, oracle, other decks, which we'll get to, we figured that the best option would probably be to talk about cards. And there are lots of different things we can talk about today, which is...
different types of decks, different types of practice, different types of spreads. And I think that that's really a good way to start.
If you were looking for a more in-depth conversation about specifically tarot, we do have a Crystals and Tarot episode from our first season with the wonderful Courtney from Seeking Wada, who also has her own podcast. Shout out, I know you're listening, Courtney, who has her own podcast, Intuitive Business, where she talks about like business, birth charts, and incorporates tarot into that. So also, if you are
a really wonderful episode with me on there, if you wanted to listen to it.
There is. Shameless self-plug. So if you're looking specifically for sort of all only tarot, that's the episode to jump onto. We'll sort of be covering tarot, oracle. Dylan has a like sort of special in between deck.
It's called Lenormand. It's a really cool deck.
We'll talk about. I don't really know where to begin.
I think a really good place to begin is just kind of like, why would you use cards? Like, what do you get out of it?
Yeah, fair enough. So I primarily work with tarot. It's been what I've been most drawn to. It was the first few decks that have been gifted to me were all tarot decks. I do have oracle decks and I use them for like certain occasions, but if we're talking on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, it's definitely more tarot. So I use them as kind of like... So what I used to do when I first started Crystal and Stone was that I would sort of pull a crystal and that would kind of be kind of an indicator of like how my day would go or sort of like what were the energies that I needed to sort of be keeping an eye on for that day. But now I do that more so with the cards that I pull every day. So that's what I do. I pull a tarot card. I do a little journaling exercise in the morning. It's been really nice. It's something that I've really tried to stick to this year, instead of immediately waking up and jumping onto like social medias and like the news and everything and getting all like anxious and like I now pull a card, do a little journal, like write about how I feel about the card, how I feel like the day is gonna go, and then it's a nice reflective tool at the end of the day to be like, oh, what card did I pull again? Oh, I pulled the Knight of Swords, and how did that sort of the message of the Knight of Swords sort of influence.
How did that translate throughout the day?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In terms of my oracle cards, I use them more so on occasion basis, where I use them in things like new moon stuff, full moon stuff, when I'm gridding or creating an altar. I feel like that's where they fit for me.
Yeah.
For me, they don't necessarily work as well as an everyday tool, but that is just for me. I know people who well prefer using oracle cards over tarot and get way more out of oracle than tarot. That's just not necessarily the case for me.
Well, I know that like for me, with my personal experience, when it comes to working with tarot, I find tarot to be like quite specific. It's like, yes. This is, I'm going to spell it out for you. This yes. is exactly what's going to happen. And versus like with Oracle, it can be a little bit more interpretive. It's like,
definitely,
you know, and how do you interpret this like very vague meaning?
Yeah. And I think that also comes with the fact that like, if we're talking traditional tarot, which is like the Rider-Waite deck, which most people, when they talk about tarot, is the deck we're talking about. So the major arcana and the minor arcana, the 70 something cards, I think it's like 78, I don't know, I should know, I don't off the top of my head, it's been a long day. Like once you've had a couple of tarot decks or you've worked through one, it's kind of the same for every tarot deck. It might slightly alter on like thematically depending on the sort of artist's interpretation, but otherwise the general message is the same, whereas Oracle decks are always very different.
Yeah,
because there are no rules. There are no set like suits like there are in tarot.
And
to sort of jump on that a bit more with Oracle, I feel like artists are a lot more free to sort of play around with the design of the card that reflects the general message, whereas you can get tarot decks that are a little bit more abstract. Yep. And then you can get ones that are literally just like a two with a cups, a two of cups.
Yep.
And if you were looking at that and sort of only just getting into it, you'd be like, what does this mean? Tells me nothing. Whereas like pulling an Oracle card that might have like this really beautiful like priestess with like a moon like cycle in the back with like an owl, like there are sort of certain like cues that in that that you could be like, right, the meaning an owl, from it. Wisdom, moons, kind of inner intuitiveness.
Well, I definitely know, like, for my, like, I personally have a tarot deck, and the reason that I really like it is because the images of it are quite, like, they kind of go along with the meaning of the card. Yeah. And so I'm still learning. And so I'll read the meaning and then I'll be like, oh yeah, that image does align with that. Like, yeah. Oh, your deck does.
When I was sort of learning tarot, and I still do, I feel like you can never master tarot. It's always a day-to-day thing, and because, you know, your life changes every day as well. So it's certain cards that you pull this year may mean very different things in your current circumstances than they will in a year's time.
And you, like, connect them differently.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like you can't really have a master tarot, but there are definitely people who are more so masters than I am. But I always, when I pull a card, I always like to look at the image first and sort of like get my general like feels for it before I then read like the book or the artist's interpretation of the general meaning of like the card and stuff. So, you know, I'm making my own kind of judgments first to see what
feeling your way through.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To see what sort of aligns, what aligns with the artist's message with me, rather than just being like, oh, the artist did death this way for these reasons, but that is not relevant to anything currently in like my life or my circumstances. So that's what I like to do. But cool. we're all different.
Yeah, that's neat.
We're all different.
And then I find like in contrast with Oracle cards, and every single deck is so different. And like, you have to find an Oracle deck that really connects with you, because they're so different.
Yeah.
Like, there's been a few that I've picked up and I'm like, oh, I really love this. And then I like open it and I'm like, oh, I don't really connect with it. Mm. And then other ones that I'm like, I love this. And I do like a daily pull every day and I'm like, yes, this is
it. It's funny. Like, it's kind of like the don't judge a book by its cover type thing. There are decks that I have bought that I'm like, yes, this is going to be like my deck. And then I open it and it's not. And the example I'll use is, I bought this deck once called the Occult Tarot. Beautiful box, black with like red foil.
Which is very your aesthetic.
Very my aesthetic. Mm-hmm. Like sort of, gothic moth / like vampirism kind of iconography on the front. I'm like, yes, this is going to be my deck. However, and the cards are foiled in gold as well, so super beautiful. However, when I opened it, it was all like demons and devils.
Nothing wrong
with that. But for me, it was like really intense and like kind of scary. And I was like, okay, no, not for me.
Yeah,
not at all.
It's all about finding something that you personally connect with.
Yeah. And like to dispel a certain myth, decks do not have to be gifted to you. It's always nice.
We touched about this on the tarot deck.
We did, yeah. Tarot so super episode. Nice to be gifted a deck, particularly when someone has seen it and been like, it made me think of you. Like, I think that's really beautiful.
So
and,
sweet.
Like, and yeah, and, you know, definitely use it. But that's not to say that you can't see a deck that you love and try and get someone else to buy it for you in order for you to use
it.
Yes,
yes. Hint, nudge, nudge.
You can just buy the deck.
Gifting is both Jess and I's love language. Please gift us things. We love it.
And so you don't actually have to. We're not. You listening is gift enough.
Yes, yes.
But also if you want to sneak us a little something, we're not going to sign it.
All right. Well, having said that, like, what are some of the decks that you have connected to, Jess? Like, what are some of the ones that you have really, and like, why, what drew you to them?
So, I'll kind of cover a few. I have quite a few decks sort of signed in front of me.
For those of you, because you can't see it.
Because you can't see it.
I think Jess has like two, four, six, eight.
Yeah, I will take a photo and I will post it on the Crystal and Stone podcast Instagram, which is just crystalandstone.podcast on Instagram if you're there. And I will post so you can have a look. But yes, I have 10 decks in front of me. These aren't even all my decks. These are just the decks that I brought because they were kind of different reasons as to why I sort of bought them all. Some are like quite old and some are brand new as of like the weekend that's just gone past as we're recording this. Yeah. So, I mean, the deck that I use the most.
This is pretty.
Yes.
Is that the newest one?
But, it's not actually. It's not the newest one, but it's one of the newest ones. The newest one is my Green Witch Oracle, which I bought on... When did I get back from my trip? Friday. So I bought that on Friday. So my oldest deck is, and the deck that I use the most, is the Otherkin Tarot by, I'm going to botch this name, Ciolo Thompson. This deck was gifted to me by my older sister, Tegan, who is also a tarot reader, introspective tarot on Instagram, if you're interested. Sup, Tegan. Happy birthday. It's her birthday today as well as we're recording this. And she gifted this to me a couple of years ago for Christmas and was the one who sort of really kind of nurtured my interest in tarot. I had a general interest sort of to begin with, but again, I'd always heard that you had to have a deck gifted to you.
Which is so not true.
Yeah, so I'd never bought one prior to being gifted.
Imagine all of the like people out there just waiting
to be gifted.
This is a sign. If you're listening, go buy a deck.
Just buy the deck.
It doesn't have to be
a
tarot.
It's a gift to yourself.
just go buy a deck.
So this deck is really beautiful. It's the traditional Rider-Waite sort of tarot style, but it's all done in kind of animal illustrations. And what's especially really beautiful about it is there's quite a few rabbit cards.
That's what did it.
Which is what did it. I've always loved rabbits. I had rabbits since I was 7, so big obsession with rabbits. And in fact, the moon card and the sun card are both rabbits. And if you have seen me in person or like on Instagram and stuff, I have a rabbit moon and a rabbit sun tattoo.
Yep.
Sort of for those reasons. So that's the one that I probably use the most. It's the one that I pull typically every day. And it's the one that I find generally the easiest to read from. If we're talking oracle decks, the oracle deck that I pull from the most is my Literary Witches Oracle it's written by Tasia Kitaskaya and sorry guys, I'm really botching these names, but illustrated by Katie Horan. Basically the Literary Witches Oracle, it's a 70 deck card, so a slightly bigger deck oracle deck card than what I generally am used to. But a lot of the cards are based off of sort of like big women in like
the literary world.
Yeah, so like Mary Shelley, Jane Eyre, like all those people are sort of in this deck and
like well-known.
Yeah, well-known like old-timey authors. Which like being an English nerd was like really cool to me.
You were all about this.
Yeah, I was all about this. Sorry. That's why I initially picked up this deck. And I find this Oracle deck to probably be the most obscure deck that I have in that the guidebook doesn't come most Oracle decks that you get have guidebooks that have like a 1 to 2 page kind of explanation about the general message of the card and like the kind of inspiration behind the artwork, et cetera, et cetera. This one has like 3 words.
Really?
Per card. So it's a lot more like interpretive,
which
is kind of fun. Whereas a lot of my other decks, unless they have a very obvious message written on the card, which I do for some of my mini Oracle decks, they generally come with like a 1 to 2 page explanation as to like what the card means.
And I do find that with more so with Oracle cards, that they do have more of the message written on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
so that's like, I have a really beautiful deck, by, Priestess Moon, who is a, WA based,
which is really cool.
Author.
Yeah, and because you've got the big one and I've got the little mini one that she's done. So,
and all of them, it didn't come with an actual book. However, all of the meanings of them are written directly on the card. So like just looking at one right here, this one is just like the protection card and it just says right on it, strong protective magic for the family and the home. It's just written directly on the card.
I'm also going to post a photo of this particular card. So check it out on the Instagram. If you want to see, they're pretty fun. They've got like really interesting witchy iconography.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful cards. I particularly pull from this deck daily.
What I love is that they're circular.
Yes, it's an interesting shape.
Yeah,
I really love that. And I find, unlike tarot, it's something that you can just like kind of do like a single pull.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you could do the kind of like a larger reading, but with this one,
and we do when we meet up, for our sort of like witchy gatherings with our kind of witchy friends, we do like sort of like a three card pool with Oracle cards. Cause a lot of our witchier friends, prefer Oracle over tarot. Specifically like Kat, Katie and Liz, they work like primarily with Oracle, whereas, we dabble in other things.
That's
speaking
true.
Of other things, did you want to talk about like your interesting spicy deck?
So yeah, my spicy deck. So I work primarily with a type of deck called Lenormand, which I have never seen anyone else particularly in WA.
I haven't either. I've never seen that type of deck being sold. It's either a tarot deck or it's an Oracle deck.
So I was really drawn to this this particular type. So it's kind of like a hybrid between an Oracle and tarot. So there's a set of 38 cards. And this one is by Labyrinthos, in particularly designed by Tina Gong. Really beautiful. And each card has
and
a particular
it feels really nice.
Yes,
it,
they do
they feel
really
nice.
They're black with gold foil, which I'm like,
and they're like
all about
soft.
They're very soft,
which is really
I don't
nice
know if you can hear that, but it's very nice. Anyway, they also smell really nice because I just like cleanse them anyway. just did like a smoke cleanse with them. They're really they smell really nice. And each one has kind of multiple meanings based on what they're surrounded by. So I like to do I'm pretty well practiced with these. You can either do like different types of spreads with them, like a past, present, future.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do like a 9-card spread.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like based on what the cards are around, does like a general reading.
I don't have the patience to do big spreads.
But I don't know. These ones are really, I think
for your type of deck, it works really well.
Yeah.
For me at least, I feel like tarot can be so specific. I feel like I can get enough with a 3-card spread.
Well, tarot, I think, has that, like, the thing in comparison with Lenormand cards, they don't have the, like, reverse readings as well, which can be complicated when it comes to tarot.
Yes.
With Lenormand, they don't have the reverse. So, like, for example, let's say, like, the Mountain card. The Mountain card represents, like, security, strength, but it can also represent a challenge that you're going to be facing. So just depending on what's next to it.
Yeah.
Or it can be some, like that challenge can be something exciting that's coming up.
I remember you pulling for me ages ago and you always pulled the fucking mouse card.
Yeah. So the mice can be indicative of like, particularly like something gnawing at the back of your mind. Or it can be indicative of, like, just worry and anxiety.
isn't it also, like, like people gossip. Oh no, that's the snake. That's the snake.
Yes.
The slippery snake.
Well, yes, but also, again, these cards are really interesting because it really depends on what they're surrounded by, because the snake can also be indicative of moving on to bigger and better things. So,
if I didn't realize these cards had numbers on them, too.
Yeah, they do. Oh. So the snake can also be a really good card, just depending on what it's based on.
What it's next to, yeah. Whereas, not that there are any bad cards in tarot, but, like, when you pull the tower card, you know.
Oh, God, she knows.
Like, it doesn't matter if it's next to, like, I don't know, like a Three of Pentacles or a...
Oh God,
or
I love the love the Three of Pentacles.
Or like a Nine of Cups or anything like particularly positive. You know.
Yes.
You know what the Tower is and what's coming.
I feel like if I pulled the Tower beside the Three of Pentacles, I'd be looking around at my work colleagues and being like, which one of you is going to leave me?
Well, like, so funny. So at Crystal and Stone.
Just for context, the Three of Pentacles means like you're like
beautiful, like community, like your
work colleagues,
you're surrounded by people who are going to help you work towards like your goals and your ambitions and stuff, like you are with the right people.
And then the tower is like,
it's all coming down.
So like,
I'm yelling timber.
So
it's funny that you say that, because like a few weeks ago at Crystal and Stone we hosted a tarot launch party for an artist. Her name is Eris.
Which was beautiful.
It was a beautiful deck. I ended up buying the deck. It's called the Penumbra deck. And if I recall, I'll take a photo of it at home.
Which is the darkest part of a shadow, by the way.
Yes. Yeah.
So cool.
So she did a launch and she had an example deck out for people to pull so that they could sort of have a look at what they were potentially
buying.
You didn't
pull the tower.
I didn't. Carly did.
No.
Carly did. And we were talking about it today and she turned to CJ and it was like, when I pulled that tower card a few weeks ago, you were next to me. And I feel like that card was actually for
the
you.
Shade.
And it wasn't actually about me, which I'm grateful for, but I'm also sad for you.
Okay. The shade. That was a bit shady.
I was like, that's a bit savage, Carly.
That's savage. Anyway.
But,
speaking of great work colleagues,
but you briefly talked about it just with your deck smelling so nice about cleansing your deck. Did we want to talk a little bit about sort of like how to care for your deck, like cleansing it, etc.?
I mean, when you have a deck, I mean, there's different ways of taking care of your deck. Me personally, I mean, we all know I'm a huge crystal buff. I mean, I only have a podcast about it.
I know.
And a store. So what I like to do is I definitely like to set my my decks onto a selenite to keep them cleansed. We did a whole podcast episode about cleansing.
We did.
So I like to put them on selenite to keep them cleansed, keep that energy nice and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to put a piece of clear quartz on top of it. Just kind of keeping the energy high, vibing. Mm-hmm. I also, depending on if I've had a particularly challenging reading, like, you know, the tower is potentially pulled, I'll be like, I'm going to replace that clear quartz with some, like, rose quartz and be like, I love you, please treat me better next time.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, things like that. So I always like to put, a paracrystal with it. I also like to, depending on what the reading is, for the day. So I guess going back, kind of backtracking a little bit, I like to do a daily card pull. Mm-hmm. That's something that I do. It's
something we like to do in store. It's very fun seeing what each other has pulled.
Yeah. So both Jess and I do that. And so like, instead of doing like a whole like reading of like 9 cards to be like, oh, this is what the future is going to hold for me, it's just like simply pulling a card and being like, this is the vibe for the day.
Mm.
So like, if I'm going to pull a card, I'll do one. Why not? I haven't done one today. Bad. Bad, Dylan. Oh, God. It's going
to
be the tower.
To be fair, you keep your decks at the store and you don't work Mondays. And today we are recording on a Monday, so.
All right. Let's do a really quick little, like, shuffle. If I get the tower. We're stopping the podcast. It's all done.
This is it. This will be the last episode.
There are no bad cards. Simply lessons to be learned.
Yes. And hey, if you're not listening to the lessons of the universe, then, you know, maybe you will pull the tarot card.
I got the death card.
Oh my gosh, I pulled the death card today.
No way! Yes. Oh my god! Okay, so I actually love... Okay, so I am pulling from the Star Spinner Tarot.
Which is a really beautiful deck. Kind of gay.
It's a little bit... Actually, it's very gay in the fact that the Lover's card is actually four different cards. It has a card, the Lovers is either cisgendered and straight. It's either gay, lesbian, or non-binary. So you can either choose or have them all included. So this is by Trungles. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right.
I will take a picture. I will post it. You can have a look. It's really cute. The box is slightly
holographic.
Holographic. I was going to say
the reason I really love it is because the suits are represented by different mythological creatures. So
which I love.
Yes,
which I love.
So the cups or chalices are represented by mermaids. The swords are represented by angels. The wands are represented by fairies, and the pentacles are represented by humans.
That's cool.
Yes, very cool. So I got the death card, which is representative of change. Mm. It's representative of endings and new beginnings. It's a really wonderful card to get. I know it gets a bad rap just because of the name of death.
Yeah, like back in the old days of tarot, it was like, oh my god, someone's about to die.
Yeah, when you watch movies, it's
yeah.
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 But unlike the like Rider-Waite like kind of card of like, you know, like a skeleton with a scythe. This particular card, Jess might take a picture of it as well. This particular card is a maiden with a beautiful cloak of stars holding a beautiful angel baby.
It's very sweet.
It's very, very sweet.
And for those who don't initially listen to this episode the day that it's recorded, I'll do a little like highlight reel. So it's always there. You can always reflect on it and check it out, particularly if you've liked the sound of certain decks and you wanted to like check what they looked like so you could get them yourself. That's totally fine. But yeah, this is the death card that I pulled earlier today, and mine is an actual skull, but it's got a little bird and like flowers going through it, which I think is
again
really
that
sweet.
Ending of that ending cycle of rebirth I really love. But yeah, so based on the card that I pull for the day, how I like to incorporate like a crystal into it is I might say like, okay, so I pulled the death card, which is all about like change and letting go and rebirth. And so I might pair it with a crystal and be like, hey, so, you know, this is the vibe for the day. I might pair it with something. So I might grab something like rhodonite or snake jasper and be like, that's the vibe for the day. So I'm going to maybe pair it with it.
In our tarot episode, Courtney went through the sort of lessons of the major arcana in a Rider-Waite deck, and Dylan and I sort of talked about a crystal that might pair nicely with that lesson. Particularly if you're someone like me who has like an altar or does crystal grids and stuff, and you want to put a card in the middle, tarot or oracle, it's up to you, to kind of reflect that energy and what you're manifesting and et cetera, et cetera. So feel free to re-listen, take notes.
Yeah. And then when I'm finished with my decks, I like to leave my cards out for the day. But when I'm finished with them, I like to reshuffle them. I will either like use incense to kind of give them a little bit of a cleanse. Some people like to give them like a little bit of a tap.
Yeah.
I definitely like to do that. They say that just like puts like fresh energy into them.
Mm. Or blowing
into them, like
deck.
Kind of blow out and blow kind of like
the spiritual dust,
That's definitely something. But yeah, I'll do that from time to time if I'm just kind of like, I have this one time. Okay, I used to get the patience card. Oh, Lord. not only when other people would read for me, however, but even when I would pull for myself. And so I even tried that. I was like, knock on it and like blow through it and be like, come on, give me something different. Kind of like the lucky dice trick. Yeah, and still patience.
Snake eyes.
Yeah, still patience. But yeah.
I tend to only do the like tapping or blowing if I have literally just done a reading and someone else has been like, oh, can I get a reading while you have your like cards out or whatever? Then it's yeah, again, sort of like knocking out that a reading that I've literally just done to sort of bring in the energy of whoever else or whatever else I'm pulling for. Yeah.
Also, if you do hear like slight barking in the background, that's just Gabby. We are recording at my house today and Gabby is just like...
She's just having a time.
Having a vibe. I do want to point out as well that like no matter what you are drawn to when it comes to tarot, oracle, if you're just like feeling it, if you're having a great time pulling cards, just keep, just go for it. There's no right or wrong.
No, definitely not. And there are so many different types of spreads you can do and like questions you can ask. I literally have a Pinterest board that is just tarot spreads or oracle spreads.
That is a great idea. I had not thought of.
And I just keep all the favorite ones that I've like come across. Because it's a lot of work to like write it all out. And you know, mum is busy.
Yeah.
I got shit to do.
Well, like I have like, you know, you see so many different things on like the little books that come with this, like with the decks and stuff like that, where they're like, you do like three or you do like a circle
or Southern Cross.
Yeah. Or you do like a tree. And literally I was getting a reading once where someone did like the spread and then they were just kind of they seemed unhappy with the spread and then they just kept pulling cards and I was almost like, there's not a science to this.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, like they just felt that I needed more answers. Yeah. And I was like, cool. So if you feel like you're not done yet or like you need more, keep pulling. Or just go for it. There's no right or wrong way.
Like crystals. It's just whatever feels good to you. Whatever deck feels good to you, whatever type of reading feels good to you, whatever type of shuffling method feels good to you. Because again, there are so many different shuffling methods. I myself, if it's a deck that I've already like properly shuffled, I just do sort of a few kind of, I don't even know what you call this, just a basic shuffle. I'm motioning to Dylan as if you guys can see, but it's just very basic. I'm not like a casino shuffler or anything like that. However, if it's a brand new deck that I've gotten, I typically like to like throw them all out on like the table or the floor and mix them all around and make sure that they're like properly good, like mixed up. And
one tip that I definitely like to do, and I always recommend this to new people, is that I always use my non-dominant hand.
Love that.
Yeah, because they say that it's linked to your subconscious.
It's more intuitive.
So I'm like, take my strong hand. It's my left hand. And I, you know, kind of go, when I do that, I like spread them all out on the table and I kind of pick a few that way. Again, this is when I'm doing like a full spread for myself. Yeah. If I'm not just doing a daily spread or daily pick and just like...
When I have seen readers, I would say, the majority of them have always been like, pick up with your left hand.
Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily something that I do in my daily pull. I just pull with my right, but maybe it's something that I need to get back into. I forgot about pulling with your left hand. I guess maybe because it's the first thing that I do in the morning, I'm like,
I guess you're intuitive anyway. You're not really all there anyway.
Yeah. What kind of, can I ask what kind of cards you've been pulling recently?
Okay. So, with the Priestess Moon, like the circular deck, I have been pulling, okay, there are a ton. I don't know if you can see, they can't see this. No. I don't know why I was asking. There are so many cards in this deck.
She is
thick with like multiple C's. And I get the same cards every time.
You do?
I don't know how, but like I get like one Enchanted Evening. Where is it? I like now looking at this, I'm like, there are so many cards I've never ever seen. But like, oh, that's nice. It'd be nice to get that from Dr. Jane. Fine.
I feel that way a little bit when I'm sort of like doing kind of a show and tell of a deck. I'm like, oh, I forgot this card even existed in this deck because I've never.
I could definitely use some like Felix Felices. No, I get like one enchanted evening like all the time, which is great because like I guess I just have good nights.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. You know what? Yeah, there it is. One enchanted evening. I get that one all the time. I get water all the time because, you know, I'm an emotional wreck. Let's be honest. What else do I get? I get the... I also have been getting earth a lot, which just... And it's always when I don't want it. When I want to feel fiery and angry, it's like, baby, cool down. You just need to chill.
You just need to hang out.
You need to cool down. Mm-hmm. I'm like, arr! But I get that a lot. That one, and I get the Trinka 5 one, which is manifesting money and income, which I'm like, hella bitch. I mean, I'm not, I don't know
you, how well, you do own a business.
So I do own a business.
It's probably nice that you're getting that card.
But yes. So, yeah, there's a ton in here that I've never even seen. But I guess I should get better at shuffling. I think I'm pretty good at shuffling.
But I mean, I also just think, like... Yeah,
when you're drawn...
But it's like when you kept getting temperance.
Yes, that's true.
And other people were shuffling for you.
That's true. That's true.
But you kept getting it.
I get another... When it comes to tarot as well, I keep getting the same cards repetitively. I've been getting the Three of Coins or the Three of Pentacles.
Nice.
Which, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I work with some pretty amazing people. And, you know, not Jess. No, just kidding. no, I'm just kidding. I work, yeah, I can't say enough about how amazing my work colleagues are. So, and I think that really is picked up. I also have been getting the, I think I've got it three times this week, was the Queen of Coins.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I was like, work-life balance.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
Nice. I've been getting a lot of King of Cups.
Ooh, in the last okay.
month. Yeah. So sort of, which is a really nice one about... like leadership, but specifically sort of leading with
like spiritualism.
Yeah. Spiritualism and intuition, which is interesting given like some of the changes that we've made at Crystal and Stone with regards to like sort of daily processes of things. It's kind of reflected in that. I've also pulled a lot of, change cards.
Yeah.
So the Death card, as an example, sort of like aces. So you're at a beginning of your journey. Things are about to like be doing stuff. Yeah. So, which I think is very indicative of the fact that at the moment I feel like, with everything going on in Perth, like COVID wise, we're kind of at a halt and like watch. Like if anyone has seen, The Lion King 3 or 1.5, depending on the edition that you have, the, like, song with the meerkats are like,
yes, like, clear, oh my God.
Quick before the hyenas come. Oh, I feel like we're in like
you that. You unlocked, like, yeah, I'm like, like, I've been rushed back. Yeah.
So like, I feel like it's okay. like that kind of mentality, and particularly because I look after events, we've been very like halted, like a little hesitant to, get into things or plan like anything like semi significant, which has in turn given me time to think about like, right, outside of Crystal and Stone, who am I? What am I doing? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. As much as I love Crystal and Stone.
Well, that's, there's more to
it. And I love like working here. I am more than just the event manager / Crystal and Stone podcast co-host. So it has given me like that. So yeah, change is coming. Change is a brewing. Things are happening. Things are being planned. Maybe. I don't know. Depends if I chicken out or not.
Well, the other card I got the other day was like, on the day I found out, for those of you following along on my like personal journeys, on the day that I found out that my parents had gotten their like approval to come into Australia and got their G2G passes approved, finally, I got like the world card. Yeah. Which was like the end of a journey.
You like pulled it and you're like, Jess, what does the world card mean? I was like, oh, it's like, it's the final, like frontier of the major arcana. You have learned all the things you've learned. You've experienced all the things you needed to experience.
It's been a journey.
All the pain, all the joy, all the everything. You're at your end, ready to start anew with a new entire journey. And then you just like cackled and laughed, and then you shared with me your news, and I was like, ah, this yeah. makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah. So that was pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, so I think when it comes to no matter what kind of card you choose, what kind of like journey your like cards you choose, or what kind of like practice you kind of go with, it kind of comes down to however you want to practice.
Yeah. You definitely don't have to incorporate crystals into your card practice. We do because we're crystal nerds. And I mean, like, why wouldn't you when you have as many crystals as like between us? But yeah, that's not to say that you have to incorporate them. I just think it's nice to, particularly when you've sort of fully kind of understood the message that a card has for you, to pick a crystal that's kind of reflective of that, because it's a lot easier to put a crystal in a pocket than a card that could get like bent and damaged yeah. and, you know, so.
And it's kind of fun to add a, yeah. like an extra aspect to it, like a physical component.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also it depends a little bit on the deck you have as well. I will say
there are crystal oracle cards.
There are, yes.
That have like
the crystal grid ones yes. is one.
There's just like a straight crystal oracle card. There's a straight
crystal oracle card where you like pull a card and it has a crystal on it. Which is really cool.
I find some of them are a little obscure though. It'll be like yeah. some like random crystal that you can't quite find anywhere.
Yeah. Which I think it's sad, because I feel like if I had that deck and I pulled something and it was a really obscure crystal, I'd be like, oh, well, I don't have that crystal as part of my collection. Compared to something like if I pulled something like a clear quartz or an amethyst, like I definitely have that.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. And there's also, you might also have multiple tarot decks or different oracle decks that are for different situations.
Yep.
And therefore, the crystals that you pair with those might be different. So not that it's here amongst my spread, but I have a tattoo tarot deck.
I love the tattoo.
Yeah, tarot. Which is like traditional style tattoo sort of yes. designs. And when I initially got that deck, it was very much like, this one is about like business. It has very like pentacles energy for me, at least, like the material world and stuff. So the crystals that I would work with while using that deck would be things like citrine, bumblebee jasper, those sorts of things, as opposed to like my other kintaro, which I use every day, which is, I feel like, more kind of indicative of like my moods and like how I'm going, like anxiety wise, etc., etc. So I pair that deck with things more like amethyst or fluorite or lapidolite stones that are.
Do you find that just came with experience?
Yeah, definitely.
Like knowing the difference between like your, like which decks were good for your moods versus.
Yeah, like, definitely. There are also plenty of examples out there of interview your deck spreads.
Oh.
Yeah. So when you first get your deck, you give it a good shuffle. And
was that just on Pinterest?
Yeah, yeah, Pinterest. I've seen like there are tons of TikTok videos about it. Courtney, when she gets a new deck, will often do like a live or a bunch of Instagram stories where she will like do an interview her deck and sort of show people kind of like what she's pulled and what this deck is primarily kind of going to be for. Like she'll buy a deck thinking it's going to be for like her business readings and like reading for other people, and then she'll do an interview deck and be like, no, this deck is like just for you and you alone to work with on your own like emotional journey. So that's another way that you could sort of get used to your deck. Particularly if you're not, if you don't have as quite a big collection, you haven't done as much work with it. It's a nice way. It's a particularly nice beginner's spread, depending on the ones that you come across. Some are like 3 cards, some are like 6 or 7. Just depends on what you prefer and what questions you like to ask your deck. And then, yeah, you can sort of get a feel for kind of what this deck is going to be for if you're someone like me who likes to collect many tarot decks and can't really use all tarot decks every single day as much as I would like to. I don't have enough time in the day for it.
Just spend your entire day just pulling cards.
Just pulling tarot cards. So yeah, I definitely have tarot decks that are for different things. And if I'm going to do a reading about that thing, then I'll pull that tarot deck over one that I would use maybe more often. Just Whatever.
So if someone would like to learn more about how to, you know, pull from, you know, like learning more about the tarot, where could they go, Jess?
So what Dylan is very subtly, I say in air quotes, trying to promote. So I'm not too sure when this episode will release. Definitely
in a couple of weeks.
Okay, in a couple of weeks. Okay, so definitely beforehand. So at the end of March, I almost said May, the end of March, I actually will be leading my first ever tarot-themed workshop. Tarot for beginners. I got a little bit inspired by Courtney, who isn't teaching tarot anymore. That's not where her life journey is leading her anymore, which is totally fine, totally respect that. And she's taught so many. She's
absolutely bossing the business world.
Yeah, and she's taught so many people at this point that like someone should step up to the plate, and I guess it's going to be me. But I'm doing it a little bit differently. So she typically, the way that her workshops go is she goes through the entire deck, which is great. I'm not disputing that. It's wonderful. It can be a lot though, because it's like 78 cards, 3-hour workshop. Like that's a lot of information being pumped into you.
Yeah.
So what I'm focusing more so on is the like real beginner stuff, the major arcana, kind of the general messages of like the minor arcana, but more specifically pairing crystals with certain energies of the card, because that's especially where kind of my expertise lies. So if that sounds at all interesting to you,
it sounds interesting to me, Jess.
Particularly if you're Perth based, yeah, it'll be running. I want to say it's the 25th of March. It might be the 26th. I should know that off the top of my head.
More details to come.
More details to come. But yes, all the information's on our website currently. It's $100 a ticket. You do walk away with a booklet, a deck, and a little crystal pack as well to go with your new deck. It'll be lots of fun, I hope.
It will be great.
It'll be great. Manifest it. Mama Seeking Wilder is looking out for me. So definitely come especially if you want a little bit more in depth than what we have covered in both this episode and the Crystals and Tarot episode, because we'll go over more of that and you'll actually get to like play with the cards and like talk to me and talk to others, and it'll just be a little bit more
like hands-on.
Hands-on, yes, yeah. Thank you. Should be fun. Should be good. If you are more so interested in Oracle, wonderful Kyle, who...
The Crystalline Mage.
Crystalline Mage, who we did an episode with last season as well, Crystals and Mediums. He does a weekly Oracle reading over on his Instagram Live, and I believe Facebook Live, but I might be lying about that. It's definitely Instagram
Live.
It's
definitely on Instagram.
But I know he has a Facebook account as well for his...
The Crystalline Mage.
But he is starting to do all of his workshops online.
Yep.
So
definitely check them out.
And he has done an Oracle one, which is really fun. So definitely keep an eye out, because I'm sure he'll eventually do that one online. And depending on how the tarot one goes in March, I'm hoping to be able to bring it online for those who are not Perth based. But I want to do a first run with people in front of me first, before we start incorporating technology into that.
I know Mercury just went out of retrograde,
I'm not going to.
Don't tempt the planets.
I'm not going to tempt the planets at all. Did we kind of want to end with like, before our Moldavite Minute and our Manifestation Minute, did we like want to both do kind of like... a pull from one of our decks?
Sure.
Could be a bit fun.
Well, I already kind of did a pull from my tarot deck, but why don't you go for... Well, I shuffle my Lenormand deck. Why don't you go and choose a deck and do a pull?
I might, because I talked about it, I might pull from my Literary Witch's deck.
Which is stunning, by the way. But I love the artwork on it.
It's really cute. It's really fun. And that way... depending on, you know, what cards have been pulled, you can pick which ones resonate with you, or you can choose to ignore all the messages. That is totally fine.
Do a pull for the community.
Yeah. Crystals and ASMR.
Again. Part 2. 2.0. Bigger. Louder.
I don't know. Oh, a bunch of just like throwing themselves out. Ooh,
that's a great question. So if you are shuffling.
Yeah.
Or you are pulling. What do you think, Jess, if like a rogue card like flies out?
I just think I'm a bad shuffler. Okay. It depends. So I will typically look at the card that has flown out. And if it feels right, then I know it's meant for me. And if it feels kind of then it's probably just my bad shuffling, my like overzealous shuffling.
Okay.
But I know a lot of readers who always read the cards that sort of fly out. For me, it's situational.
For me, it's like if it's one card versus like if like 10 flew out.
Yeah, yeah. Which in this case, a bunch flew out, not just one.
Yeah. If one flies out for me, it's like that one's definitely meant for me. If like three or four flew out, it was, bad shuffling.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Hmm. I haven't actually ever pulled this card from this deck, so that's always exciting.
Mystery.
I know. So I'll actually have to read the like three little words that are associated with this one because I don't know this card.
And then we'll all interpret it.
What did you pick?
Well, so I will go ahead. I pulled the bouquet. So the bouquet the interpretation of the bouquet is that things are blossoming, things are growing, and that how I will interpret it is that as a community, we're growing into new opportunities. And that,
I just love the gold foil.
It's one of the few cards in there that are like stand out on their own as always being good.
Yeah. So they don't require other cards around them to.
They're one of the ones that no matter what is placed around them, they bless the other ones kind of thing. Is like, even if like the mice or the snake is beside them, it's like that makes it good.
Yeah. So it's interesting that you talk about growth because I picked the card Anne Carson. Before I get into the like general message of the card, it always comes with a little like bio of each author. So for those who don't know who Anne Carson is, she was a prolific writer of poems, essays, and various literary hybrids, and worked with many themes of lost family members, love, lust, religion, and the intellectual tradition. Mm. Carson is also a scholar of ancient Greek and Latin texts and a champion of fellow witches, having translated Sappho and written about Emily Bronte and Virginia Woolf. But her message for her card is all about the intellect, so intellectual growth and sort of changes.
And person is Canadian as well.
Huh. Look at that. Going through the motions of like feeling your feelings, kind of reflecting on why you're feeling certain things and growing from the lessons you learn from that.
Cool.
So it's interesting that you got sort of more of like a positive growth and I got more of a bitch you need to like. But I find all of these cards are a little bit dark because most of these dark authors didn't meet very cute ends.
Cute ends?
Not very cute ends. Is it Virginia Woolf who drowned herself? Who like put stones in her pockets and...
I remember you reading that one that's
one of them that's like that, and there are a few who have, unfortunately, very very sad endings. But
it's like that's fun.
Yes, but it doesn't look like Anne Carson did, at least not from her very small bio in the Sky book. So correct me if I'm wrong. But so this card is all about sort of intellectual growth. This is a time to be reflecting more so than acting.
Hmm.
So, and I've just taken a photo of that card. So,
Interesting that we both pulled cards about growth.
Yeah, and Dylan's card. So you are welcome to jump on the Instagram and have a little look. See if you, vibe with them.
Vibe with either of them.
Yeah.
Well, I think as we come to our end, it's time for our wonderful new edition.
Multivite Minute.
Anyway. So, As we know, I am currently working with my new favorite stone, moldavite.
And favorite? Well, those are bold words, okay, Dylan.
So, yeah. So, I'm going to say favorite because as I continue to work with it, this
watch little... Watch someone write a fan fiction of a enemies to lovers featuring Dylan and a piece of moldavite.
I did say my love language is gifting, so yes, please do. I've never had someone write fan fiction of me. That would be beautiful.
Please don't write fan fiction about us unless it's platonic.
Yes. Oh, not us. No. Me and like
unless
a,
it's like
me
us,
and a, like
unless
a
it's about us chiseled... having like a cute picnic or something. Yeah, but me... otherwise, I don't want to read about me lusting over Dylan because that is unfortunately.
Yeah. No. That's not what it's about. If it's like a chiseled like. Man version of Moldavite. That's a different story. I want to see like a comic version of this now.
The cursed entries that we will potentially get. I'm gonna love it. Whatever comes our way.
Anyway, so this chaotic stone that Moldavite is, I feel like all it is like so Moldavite's all about change. It's about chaotic change.
It is literally the tower as a crystal.
It is the tower as a crystal and. The thing is that I went from being like, it's bringing in all this like change that I wasn't ready for, but I needed in my life. That was the first thing. And then it was like, fuck, change. Like I just, it just ruined everything. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, everything's changed again. And now it's great. I feel like I'm on a roller coaster. Yeah, like
honestly, the last like 3 weeks for you, has been...
Just
nuts.
An emotional roller coaster. I feel like I just, like someone spiked my coffee and I'm just like up and down and up and down and up and down. And I just.
Let's just hope we're on the up and up now.
Yeah, which is like continuously like high. Mm. That would be really
like
nice.
Like things can still change, but like
just
positive
like,
change.
Just like maybe it's in the clear now. Maybe I'm just like getting used to it. Mm. I don't know. Anyway,
it really needed to like rip those expectations that you had and like,
yep.
And bring to light certain things and
yep.
people, that, that maybe,
yeah. It definitely needed to remove some things from people from my life that I just didn't need. And I just, yeah, and some opinions that I just didn't need to care about.
Yeah.
And I just, yeah, just some things in my life that I, yeah, didn't need. Mm. And also it brought in some really good things at the same time. Again, this is not an advocation for, like, Moldavite. Advocation? Did I make that word up?
You did, yeah, but, I did. Like, it's fine.
I'm advocating for advocation.
Yeah.
add that to the dictionary. Okay, I'm not...
You're not advocating?
I'm not advocating. I like how I'm, like, a huge advocate, but made up a word about it. Okay, I'm not advocating for Moldavite unless you're ready for it, but...
Even then, when you're ready for it, you're not ready for it.
Yeah, but, like... I definitely think like, that it's just having these ups and downs has really brought things to light that needed to be and made rapid change that just needed to happen in my life. And sometimes it hurt, but like kind of like that world card that I pulled where it was like, I've gone through it, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I feel like I've reached now the end of my journey. And I'm ready for a new one. When you were like, and now it's the beginning of a new journey. I'm like, oh God, I'm tired. Like, no. Can this no more. I'm tired. Let me sleep. But yeah. So we'll see what like the next... it's funny. I was talking to someone the other day that came into the store and they were wearing a Moldavite pendant. And I was like, I don't know how you do it. Like, I keep my Moldavite in like the in my spare bedroom, like way away. And
you're
going
to have to move that.
I am going to have to move it. But, like, I work with it when I'm ready to work with it at specific times.
Yeah.
But, like...
That's like me with my grids.
Yeah.
But I don't carry that.
No, I don't know. I don't know how you carry that with you. And maybe that's the next step. Maybe it's, like, I do need to eventually learn how to, like... Your eyes just like... you look like Gabby.
Let me know which days you're going to wear it, and I'm...
It'll be days that you're not working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, but yeah, so that's my Moldavite minute. I think I actually took a whole minute to actually talk about that time. But yeah.
Nice.
Well, Jess, what are you manifesting now? Gosh,
what am I manifesting? For today, it's sleep. Didn't get great sleep last night. The power went out, which like stressed me out because everything was low on battery. And I was like, oh my God, if the power stays off, like my phone dies, like my alarm, like will I get up in time?
The worst.
And then you keep waking up because you're like, oh no.
Because you're anxious about it? Yeah.
In all seriousness, what am I manifesting? I am manifesting the courage to actually just like start taking strides in things that I want to do. I'm a very good cheerleader for everyone else.
Yes, you are.
Aside from myself. So I'm manifesting in being a better cheerleader for myself. That's what I'm doing right now.
Well, we love and support you here.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I love that. I love that for you. And I am sending you good, non-chaotic Moldavite vibes your way.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, as per usual, thank you everyone for listening. I wish you all luck in finding your own deck.
Please send us DMs on Instagram of like your decks or decks you go and buy. Yes. I'd love to see what's out there.
Or if you're doing a daily card pull,
send us your daily card pull. Yeah, send it to us. I'd love to see them. Love to chat about them. Big tarot nerd.
Also, I just want to say thank you to everyone for all of your questions from the last episode, the cleansing episode, when it aired. Everyone, thank you for all of your questions, your lovely comments about all of your listening, just really, really beautiful comments. It was really lovely to hear.
It was really nice. Really good sort of nice, start, coming back to doing this. Felt a bit like, it was a bit out of practice, so it's nice to hear that. Apparently not. If you're not following us on Instagram, we are crystalandstone.podcast on Instagram. Crystal and Stone is all one word. Leave us a 5-star review.
Make sure you follow, subscribe
wherever you listen
to podcasts.
We will. See you guys next. Well, no, we won't see
you. We won't see you.
You won't see us. You will hear us.
Make sure to give us a listen. And until next time.
Bye, lovely.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Crystal and Stone podcast.
Make sure to follow, like, or subscribe for all your crystal needs.
Next time, we'll be talking about crystals and...
You'll have to tune in to find out.